I would know myself personally of about 7 very serious car accidents that happened there at the junction on the Milford Church Hill Road, where vehicles just came on out without stopping, colliding with vehicles, you know, that were on the N56 traveling in either direction. I suppose the most recent one was a motorbike that went underneath the lorry down there. And at the other junction, on the other side of the town, in the village next to Letterkenny, that's known locally as the Leiter Junction, there's been a number of accidents there at that staggered junction in recent times. So the history's not good, and something needs to be done about it. And I just thought myself, I've been kind of looking at it. We've tried about, talking to the TAA about putting in ramps and about putting in traffic lights, and we're not getting any traction on that. So I just thought myself, maybe that the average speed cameras would be the best way and that's available to us to slow down traffic going through the village in Kilmacrenan. So that's why I brought the motion into the municipal meeting yesterday.
Mm.
And Letterkenny, and I'm delighted that the members have unanimously supported my motion there yesterday.
Yeah, and fair play, but that doesn't make it so. We are constantly seemingly having to argue the case ourselves for, you know, what needs to be done. But, I mean, is that not the role of the TII to say, right, there's been a certain amount of collisions here and it's up to them to come up with solutions? Like, why are we always battling and campaigning and trying to find out what could be the right thing to do?
Well, I suppose, Greg, the first thing that we find as county councillors when we bring in these types of motions, you know, about different locations, as it'll always go back to the number of accidents that were reported where the Gardaí were called out to investigate them. So, the motion we passed yesterday about the average speed cameras, it's actually Gardaí headquarters that allocate those. So we decided then yesterday at the meeting that we would ask the road section of Donegal County Council to write to and Garda Síochána headquarters, ask them to consider Kilmacrenan for the average speed cameras. But it is a problem because a lot of accidents go unreported.
Yeah, and it's the near misses as well too, and pedestrians nearly getting cleaned out of it and so on and so forth. The average speed cameras, is there not a step before that? What about these digital cameras that remind people of their speed and flash if they're exceeding it? I think they're quite useful, are they not?
Well, I would be a big fan of those myself. I've asked them, the council for to consider putting those on in the likes of Churchill in the past.
Yeah.
And we seem to have great difficulty getting them in Donegal, where I see down the country now there's some other county councils. I know there, if you leave Monaghan Town going out to Clonus, there could be 3 of them on the way out there. And I think they're an excellent tool myself, but I think we're a bit slow out of the blocks in Donegal and seem to be more reluctant to use those. But I would be a big fan of them myself. But look, at the end of the day, it's all about the safety of, you know, the users, the road users, the pedestrians, cyclists, everybody, you know. And we have to get something done in Kilmacrenan, because the problem's only going to get worse. There's 20% more cars in the road since 2016, and there's no sign of that going backwards at the moment. So we have to look at every tool that's available to us and try and find out solutions to the problem that we've got there in the village.
Yeah, and another thing about those cameras, which I think was quite useful, and one of your local area colleagues, I think it was Declan Meehan, raised the issue of Remelton, if not mistaken. I think there's one on the approach to it. It also does log people's speed and excess speed and what have you, which would be a very useful tool down the line to take to the TII. So, you know, in the first instance, they're logging speed, they're reminding people of the speed, flashing red, please slow down. But they are also logging instances of speeding, which I think can work maybe to strengthen arguments into the future.
That's correct, Greg. And you know what? I've done a bit of research into this myself, and I went online and checked it out. There's a 2016 UK study that indicates that the 36% decrease in severe fatal accidents following the installation of these types of cameras. There's a study done in Sweden and Norway that shows that safety cameras can reduce fatal collisions between 38 and 49%. And there's a London School of Economics study found that fatal collisions decreased between 58 to 68% within 500 metres of these average speed camera. So, look, as the man says, the proof of the pudding's there. And
The only problem I have with it, and I don't want to be negative at all, but that doesn't take into consideration the problem of Milford to Churchill traffic, if you know what I mean. And
It doesn't. That junction still remains a problem.
Well, that's it, you see.
If you have traffic travelling through the village at 30 miles an hour rather than maybe 50 miles an hour, you know, it gives people a better chance to get across. And look, that junction is definitely problematic, and that's where the majority of the serious accidents happen. But, look, we have to take every one of these things, you know, on its own merit. But I think if we can slow the traffic in general, down going through the village, you know, I think you'll find that the accidents will probably reduce significantly, and maybe any accidents that do happen wouldn't be of such a serious nature. But look, there's no perfect solution. I'm not saying by any means that this would be a complete answer to the problem we have, because the engineers have been looking at it, Donegal County Council engineers, and in conjunction with the TAA. And I don't see the solutions coming forward, so we can't.
Have the TIA been looking at it, though? Has the TIA actually looked at it? I'd love to see what they looked at and what they said.
Well, I've raised questions about it before, and the engineers at Donegal County Council, you know, told me that they've been looking at it with the TIA.
It'd be very interesting to watch.
There's no action happening.
Interested to get any documentation from the TIA as it relates to Kilmacrenning, because that would be quite insightful,
yes,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.